We spent a lot of time on this program yesterday talking about the nutrition side of the farm bill and the SNAP program and food stamps, and it was in anticipation of the United States House vote yesterday afternoon on cutting $40 billion from the food stamp program over 10 years and leaving millions of Americans, if this actually does pass into law, millions of Americans, old, young, in between, veterans, everybody, without food assistance. And as it turns out, because of the influence of the 40 or so Tea Party hardcore right-wing Republicans in the United States House of Representatives, that did pass, a $40 billion cut to food stamps over 10 years in this country did pass. To get reaction to this, and I know what my reaction is, but I got to bite my tongue here for a few moments because we're going to have a United States Senator on. To get out her reaction to this, I want to welcome on Heidi Heitkamp to the program, Democrat from North Dakota. Hello, Senator Heitkamp. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do I have to bite my tongue?
No, please do not bite your tongue. this is, and it doesn't surprise me that this happened. You could see it coming, but I mean, have we really become this in this country that we're now we're going to pull out the cereal bowl and the piece of toast from underneath kids' noses in this country?
You know, we haven't become that in this country, but in this town we've become that. We do not reflect the goodness of the American people. We don't reflect the values. Decisions like this do not reflect the values of our Christian heritage. They don't reflect the values of who we are in this country. And, you know, it's just tragic that we've decided that we're the first place they're going to start in terms of their budget battle is by picking on poor people who need a little bit of food assistance to help them over the hump. You know, the fact of the matter is that the average person only stays on this assistance for less than a year. It's less than in North Dakota, you know, it's less than $4.50 a day. It is money that can only, it's only assistance that can only be spent on food. And it is a bridge to help keep people out of poverty. You know, they anticipate that this assistance kept 4 million people out of poverty. And I think people say, well, why don't they get to work? Very, very many of the recipients of this assistance are, in fact, they're working. They're working, but they aren't making enough money to feed their families. And I tell a story because this happened to me during the campaign, Mike, of a young minister in a rural community who came up to me after there was a big discussion about, you know, saving money and the food assistance program came up. And he came up to me and he said, I want to say this in front of the community, but my wife and I can only survive if we have food stamps. You know, we don't get paid enough and we've got two small children. She's staying home with them because we can't afford daycare, can't find daycare. And we need this in order to feed my family. You know, those are the people that get forgotten and get ignored. And to me, you know, you get two choices. You can either start paying people in this country enough so that they can make a living, or you're going to continue to have these problems. And it just, the persistent poverty that we have in this country and the little bit of help that we're giving, it just seems really, really cold-hearted.
Well, and I have a similar story, and I don't want to get too detailed because the person told me and said, you know, please don't make a big deal out of this. But I know somebody in this region who owns a business, and that business had a natural occurrence that destroyed the business, okay? I mean, it wasn't their fault. It had nothing to do with them. It was not their mismanagement. There was a natural occurrence that destroyed the business. He said he had a decision to make. He could either fold up his tent and put his 10 employees out of work and put them on the street, or he could go through the process, rebuild the business. But in the meantime, he and his wife and two children would have to take some assistance. They'd have to take some food stamps. And he said, Mike, I made the decision to take the food stamps. He said, I didn't like it. I felt a little uncomfortable about it. But he said, it was either that or put 10 people out of work. Now, as it's turned out, the business was rebuilt. It is now thriving. That person was only on assistance for a short period of time. And he said, look, there's people like me out there that needed that help for a moment in time, not our entire life, not for years on end, just for a moment in time. And he said, without it, my business would be gone.
Well, and what's interesting is that they will bring out the surfer. Yes. Are there people, should that guy be prosecuted in my mind? You bet. Should we make it so that you can't have that level of arrogance? But, you know, there are good people, in fact, people that are almost invisible in our community who get this kind of assistance as a bridge. And, you know, to basically make them have to work harder. It's interesting to me. This is a place that will bail out bankers, will tolerate income inequality, and when somebody needs a little bit of help, say no. You're now the poster child for government access. You people who get $4, a little bit better than $4 of food assistance a day. You're now who we're going to pick on.
So where does this go from here? This does not mean that $40 billion. Okay, so what's going to happen?
This is a non-starter in the Senate. This is what I'll tell you, which is more important. Well, not more important, but it is a critical piece. This division of food stamps from the farm program is designed to do two things. Number one, go to the Ryan budget. They want to block grant food stamps, making it, you know, back to the states and let the states decide. You know, we can argue about whether that's a good idea or not. But they also want to make it virtually impossible to pass the next farm bill. And I think that's exactly where this is headed. That's the long-term goal. I was reading a National Review article that was chiding, you know, why aren't you doing more to cut the farm program? That the people who are promoting these ideas are doing it because they know that this long-term coalition between nutrition and the farm bill has enabled the enactment and the passage of the farm bill long-term. And to segregate those puts all of that kind of history at risk.
So the long-term goal of the right-wing Republicans, in your view, is to have no farm bill. And I think, if I recall correctly on my program last Friday, a week from today, that you said that in the long term, many of these people want to eliminate the farm program altogether, just get rid of it in this country.
Sure.
Let farmers just, no safety net, no crop insurance, nothing, just be that as it may.
Nope. Yep. It's you're on your own. And so we can't be too cavalier about this. This is a very real challenge for us, and we've got to somehow marry those two programs back up, and we've got to get a farm bill passed. And it is enormously frustrating. And now we're up against the CR, and you saw, you know, there'll be all of the arguments about defunding Obamacare. And in the meantime, we have forgotten the middle class. We have forgotten that every time we do something boneheaded here, it has repercussions in the real environment. You know, there's a reason why the Chamber of Commerce is stepping up, not somebody who's been very favorably inclined towards the Affordable Care Act, but they're saying, don't do this. We have a fragile recovery. We will spin it back down. You saw Bernanke this week saying, I'm not going to adjust the interest rates, because he doesn't think that we're going to do the right thing here, the responsible thing, and that's do a timely continuing resolution and deal with our debt ceiling problem. So he's not willing at this point to take the risk that ratcheting back on or moving interest rates back up is a sign that he has confidence in the recovery.
Senator, I need to cut you off because I'm up against a hard break. Thank you. Thanks
okay,
for taking time out.
No,
it's okay. Keep fighting. Keep fighting for the middle class and the people who need the help, okay?
Okay, you bet, Mike. Thanks for your attention to
it. You bet. Senator Heidi Heitkamp on the Mike McFeely Show.